If there is nobody, I would like to hand over the call to Tiffany Mataji to give brief introduction to the His Grace Ramagirida Das Prabhuji. Please, Mataji, take over the call, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Padma Mataji. And Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. His Grace, Ramgiridhari Prabhuji, is a disciple of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. He has been practicing Krishna consciousness since 1989. Prabhuji hails from Sri Rangam, Tamil Nadu, India, and is currently living in Navi, Mumbai. Ramgiridhari Prabhu is a trustee at Bhaktivedanta College in Rotterdam and Alfred Ford School of Management in Belgium. He is responsible for collecting annual reports from all the ISKCON temples, preaching centers, namahatas, and processing and maintaining the database. This service is under the purview of the Governing Body Council of ISKCON. Prabhuji is the director of the North American Institute of Oriental and Classical Studies in Tennessee. He is also one of the leaders of Congregation Development Initiative of ISKCON in Navi, Mumbai, which organizes programs and preaching to young children and youths in Mumbai. He has a master's degree, MS in Software Systems, from Birla Institute of Technology and Science, Pilanj and Bachelor's of Engineering, Electronics and Instrumentation from Anna University in Chennai. Ramgiridhari Prabhu is co-founder, managing director, and CEO of Garanga Soft Tech Private Limited, a software development and technology services company since 2007. He is co-founder and director of Goloka Education, an educational resource development company since 2011, and co-founder and director of Gokul Kids Education, an early childhood education initiative of MS Goloka Education. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Once again, welcome everyone to the Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today, we are fortunate to have His Grace Ramagiridhari Das Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 12, and verse 35, verse 5 and 6. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Now I'll hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for engaging me in the service. It's a pleasure, as always, to be in the association of devotees glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam. So we will start with an invocation prayer and try to read the shloka and purport before we chant this verse. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevayam Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. So, this is a chapter titled The Conversation Between Maharaj Rahuguna and Jada Bharata from the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, we will read the shloka, translation, and purport before we get on to the discussions. Brahmana uvacha ayam jano nama chalan prithivyam yah parthiva parthiva kashya heto tashyapi changryo radikul fajangam janur madhyo rasiro darshamsa amse di dharvi shibika chayashyam Sauvira Rajeti Apadesha Aste Yasmin Bhavan Ruddha Nijam Bhimano Rajam Sisindush iti durmadhandaha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. The self-realized Brahmana, Jada Bharata, said, among the various material combinations and permutations, there are various forms and earthly transformations. For some reason, these move on the surface of the earth and are called palanquin carriers. Those material transformations which do not move or gross material objects like stones. In any case, the material body is made of earth and stone in the form of feet, ankles, calves, knees, thighs, torso, throat, and head. Upon the shoulders is the wooden palanquin, and within the palanquin is the so-called king of Sauvira. The body of the king is simply another transformation of earth, but within that body, your lordship is situated and falsely thinking that you are the king of the state of Sauvira. Purport. After analyzing the material bodies of the palanquin carrier and the palanquin passenger, Jada Bharata concludes that the real living force is the living entity. The living entity is the offshoot or offspring of Lord Vishnu. Therefore, within this material world, among moving and non-moving things, the real principle is Lord Vishnu. Due to his presence, everything is working, and there are reactions, actions and reactions. One who understands Lord Vishnu as the original cause of everything is to be understood to be perfectly situated in knowledge. Although he was falsely proud of being a king, King Rahuguna was not really situated in knowledge. Therefore, he was rebuking the palanquin carriers, including the self-realized Brahmana, Jada Bharata. This is the first accusation Jada Bharata made against the king, who was daring to talk to a learned Brahmana from the flimsy ground of ignorance, identifying everything with matter. King Rahuguna argued that the living entity is within the body, and that when the body is fatigued, the living entity within must therefore be suffering. It is clearly explained in the following verse that the living entity does not suffer due to body's fatigue. Srila Viswanatha Chakravarti gives an example of a child heavily decorated with ornaments. Although the child's body is very delicate, he does not feel fatigue, nor do the parents think that his ornaments should be taken away. The living entity has nothing to do with bodily pains and pleasures. These are simply mental concoctions. An intelligent man will find the original cause of everything. Material combinations and permutations may be a matter of fact in worldly dealings, but actually the living force, the soul, has nothing to do with them. Those who are materially upset take care of the body and manufacture Daridra Narayana, poor Narayana. However, it is not a fact that the soul or super soul becomes poor simply because the body is poor. These are the statements of ignorant people. The soul and super soul are always apart from bodily pleasure and pain. We'll read the shloka and translation again. Brahmana uvacha अयम जनो नाम चलम पृथिव्याम यः पार्थिवा पार्थिव कश्य हेतो तस्यापि चांग्र्योरधिगुल्फजांगा जानूर्मद्योरशिरोदरशं शिरोदरं शाम हंसेदि दार्वी शिबिका च यस्यां सौवीरराजेति अपदेश आस्ते यस्मिन् भवाम रुद्ध निजाभिमानो राजांसि सिन्दुष्व इति दुर्मदांध. The self-realized Brahmana, Jadabharata, said, among the various material combinations and permutations, there are various forms and earthly transformations. For some reason, these move on the surface of the earth and are called palanquin carriers. Those material transformations which do not move are gross material objects like stones. In any case, the material body is made of earth and stone in the form of feet, ankles, calves, knees, thighs, torso, throat and head. Upon the shoulders is the wooden palanquin, and within the palanquin is the so-called king of Sauvira. The body of the king is simply another transformation of earth, but within that body, your lordship is situated and falsely thinking that you are the king of the state of Sauvira. Hare Krishna. So, welcome to you all to this early morning or evening session of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, we are discussing the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is very scientific, as well as it is supposed to be a life lesson for all practitioners. According to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna personified. And fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is considered as the belly of the Supreme Lord. The 12 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, which represents the full form of the Supreme Lord, starting from first canto and second canto representing the Lord's lotus feet, 10th canto being the Lord's lotus face, 5th canto happens to be the Lord's belly. While Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna personified, the principle of Srimad Bhagavatam had always been to elevate the students of Bhagavatam from bodily consciousness of life to the state of being the servant of the Supreme Lord, because we are part of the Supreme Lord. Now the current context, the conversation between King Rahuguna and Jadabharata is very interesting. So we are going to churn this current context in through some sets of reflections. And when we churn these reflections, we can connect them in our, with our own spiritual life, which is why these instructions are shared with us. The first and foremost reflection in the current context that I want to bring in is the mood and the decision of King Rahuguna for learning from Jadabharata. Probably the earlier speakers must have also touched base on this point, but I just want to highlight and say that Rahuguna starting this conversation with Jadabharata saying, whatever you explained, whatever you narrated so far, I did not understand. Can you please once again explain to me in a simpler way? This sounds very familiar, because the recently concluded, few months before, we concluded the pastime of Prachini Barhi and Narada Muni. When Prachini Barhi and Narada Muni were discussing, Narada Muni narrated the entire story of King Puranjana to Prachini Barhi. And after the story was narrated, exactly into the similar context, how one should not be in the bodily consciousness, how one should think beyond, grow up. Narada Muni narrated the story of King Puranjana as an allegory and explained the science of spirituality, science of self-realization in a very scientific manner. After Narada Muni explained them, what did Prachini Barhi said? My dear sir, how much ever you have taught and repeatedly explained this subject, I still not able to relate to it. Can you once again repeat them? In one of the sessions those time, I mentioned that how a student of Srimad Bhagavatam has to express his need, intent, as well as his readiness to learn and not feel ashamed of asking questions to get clarified. So we can list Prachini Barhi, one example. Arjuna was another example. Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami, in the conversation, Parikshit Maharaj asked them to re-clarify, re-explain, elaborate. Vidura asked this to Maitreya. And here you see Raghuguna is asking Jadabharata. So in our conversation between the spiritual master and disciple, in the process of learning, Srila Prabhupada explains 7 steps which are important and required in our learning phase. So what are those 7 steps? When someone follows those 7 steps, then they will be able to make the necessary progress. When the 7 steps are not followed, then the process of learning is not complete. So my first reflection is about the Raghuguna's mood in learning from Jadabharata. Even though Raghuguna's earlier perspective about Jadabharata, earlier perspective about people, body, life, perspective, everything was very, very gross. Slowly, slowly, even though Jadabharata didn't reveal his identity, he realized that probably he's messing around with the wrong person. He realized that he might need to get direction from him. He realized that when I get wisdom from this person, I will be able to, you know, make my necessary progress. So without being ashamed, he asked him to re-explain it again. So what are the 7 steps that are, you know, mentioned in the science of learning? Number 1, this is explained in Bhagavad Gita 4th chapter, where Prabhupada explains these 7 steps. It is explained that one has to approach a bona fide spiritual master for learning knowledge. Common sense, first step. One has to approach. Just by one approaching the spiritual master, can the knowledge be imparted? No. The first step is approaching the spiritual master. The last step is receiving of knowledge. But the in-between 5 steps is something very important, and every one of us have to go through them. So Prabhupada says, one should accept, one has to approach a bona fide spiritual master to receive knowledge, first step. Second step, such a spiritual master should be accepted in full surrender. So when Arjuna accepted Krishna, when Dhruva Maharaj accepted Narada Muni, when Rigari accepted Narada Muni, when Vyasadeva learned it from Narada Muni, and Parikshit, by every example, there is an absolute surrender. So, Prabhupada says, approaching a spiritual master is not the point. One should accept in full surrender. And third, one should serve the spiritual master like a menial servant without false prestige. I mean, still knowledge is not important. He has just approached. Knowledge is yet not imparted. So, Prabhupada says the third step is, one should serve the spiritual master like a menial servant without false prestige. Fourth, satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. So, I did the menial service not according to my satisfaction. We should service according to the satisfaction of the spiritual master. Prabhupada says, the satisfaction of the spiritual master, satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. Fourth step. Fifth step, he says, inquiries and submission constitute the proper combination for spiritual understanding. So fifth step is, you have to ask relevant questions in a submissive manner. So in the fifth step, only we are allowed to ask questions. Till that point in time, questions are not even asked. Prabhupada writes, unless there is submission and service, inquiries from the learned spiritual master will not be effective. Sixth step, one must be able to pass the test of the spiritual master. And Prabhupada says that, and when he sees the genuine desire of the disciple, he automatically blesses the disciple with genuine spiritual understanding. So seventh step is understanding. Knowledge is important. Sixth step is you are put through some test. So from the time I have surrendered to a spiritual master till the time the knowledge is imparted, in between stage is what? We are getting prepared to. This International Society for Krishna Consciousness movement, Srila Prabhupada had set up not for transforming others. Prabhupada had set up this movement for transforming ourselves. By transforming myself, by changing myself, by purifying myself, I am trying to help others. Unfortunately, in Kali Yuga, because of the effect of Kali upon us, every individual starts to think, paro upakar, I am supposed to help others, without fixing oneself. So my first reflection is about the mood in which King Rahuguna surrendered to Jadabharata, and how even though Rahuguna had his own understanding about life and philosophy of life, but he had somehow got some respect for Jadabharata, and he very genuinely trying to approach him and ask him for clarification, ask him for several examples can be stated. Example of Dasarathi, a disciple of Sripad Ramanujacharya. Dasarathi is one of the profound disciples of Sripad Ramanujacharya. So one day, Dasarathi had asked Sripad Ramanujacharya, can you please explain me the meaning of the purport, or the purport of the shloka Sarva Dharman Paripyajya? Sripad Ramanujacharya said that I am not the right person to give you this wisdom. Why don't you go to my spiritual master, Goshti Purna, who actually gave me this knowledge of spirituality. He gave me the mantra. So Dasarathi went to Goshti Purna. Goshti Purna told Dasarathi, you will learn all those things later. First, do some services. So for 5-6 months, all Goshtipurna did was engaging Dasarathi in various services and made him work, serve. And after 5-6 months, he said, see, I thought through your question on explaining the Sarvadharman Parigyajya. But then I realized that the real person who can explain this could as well be Ramanuja only. Why don't you go back to him? After making him wait for 5-6 months, getting all the services done from him, Goshtipurna once again sent Dasarathi back to Ramanujacharya. So Dasarathi was giving his report to Ramanujacharya. They were sitting in the inside room. At that time, one lady came to Ramanujacharya's ashram. Her name was Atulai. So she happened to be the daughter of Ramanujacharya's one more guru. Ramanujacharya had 4 spiritual masters. So this Atulai came crying, Periya Nambi's daughter, if I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong in the names. So, but Atulai came and crying, saying that, my dear brother, I need your help. Because in those days, spiritual master treat all the disciples as their own son. So naturally, Ramanujacharya's spiritual master's daughter happens to be Ramanujacharya's sister. So she treated Ramanujacharya as a brother and came and asked for help. She was a pregnant lady at that time. So Atulai said, I was in my in-law's place, in our house in those days. The kitchen or the place where we cook and the place where we fetch water from. We don't have a tap facilities. You have to fetch water from the well for your own cooking. So it's a little far. If you had been in Indian traditional houses, they're pretty huge ones. Still they are there. If you come to southern part of India or even some traditional villages, you can still see huge houses where toilets are all far away from the kitchen and they have their own reasons. Cleanliness is the main reason. So, my in-laws are saying that we do not have any facility. I was requesting them, can you please give me a maid? Can you give me a support staff who can take care of household chores, at least fetching water, mopping the floor, washing the vessels? Because in my pregnancy time, I'm finding it difficult. And my in-laws said, we cannot support. Let you go and ask your dad and ask him to fund for it. We cannot take care of this. It's your duty. However you figure it out, you figure it out. If your father wants to help, so be it. So I went to my father and father said, please, you know, go and ask Ramanuja. That's why I came to you. So Ramanujacharya thought for 2 minutes and said, wait a minute, I will arrange for something. So he went inside. This Dasarathi, he was waiting. So Ramanuja just said, Dasarathi, you see, I have another project for you. We will discuss your Sarvadharman Paridhyajya Shloka later. You disguise yourself as some, you know, menial servant. One of my, you know, disciple or one of my student or a family, she's in trouble. You go to their house till I call you back. You be there as a menial servant, washing the pots, cleaning the floors and doing things there. Who is Dasarathi? Is one of the foremost disciples of Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya had 2 disciples, Kuvaresh and Dasarathi, 2, you know, profound, considered as a highly learned, you know, whatever, Harvard written, Yale written, MIT written, how much ever you can classify them, much, you know, superior in their ability level. And they are very well known as one of the respectable students of Ramanujacharya. So, Dasarathi said, okay, Gurudev. So, he disguised himself as a menial servant and went along with Atulai. And what he did in Atulai's house, washing the pots, cleaning the floor, fetching the water from the well, did all sorts of menial service. One day in the village, there was a, you know, Bhagavatam or whatever, the spiritual gathering. In those days, villages used to conduct such events. So there was a spiritual summit, a sammelan or some sort of a speaker who used to address the entire village. So this speaker happens to speak on Bhagavatam, but in the process, he made certain basic mistakes in glorifying the Supreme Lord. So everybody were witnessing, and Dasarathi was one of them in the crowd. So he raised his hand and said that, sir, whatever you are saying, explaining about the Supreme Lord, that doesn't seem to be in line with the scripture, so it is wrong. He, as a person, dressed himself, or is already just a maid or a support staff. So everybody thought that, I mean, you are just a person taking care of household chores. What do you know about Siddhanta? What do you know about Vedanta? What do you know about philosophy? So this speaker also got intimidated and said that, you are teaching me what is correct and what is not correct. If you are so knowledgeable, now explain it to me, what is the correct version of it? So then Dasarathi was challenged. Naturally, out of all his humility, Dasarathi explained what is the right explanation, which should have been, you know, explained. As soon as the whole village heard the explanation, including the speaker, they really realized that probably this guy is not an ordinary person. They realized that probably he is some, you know, some scholarly person. Otherwise, he cannot have such a profound knowledge. So everybody said that, who are you? How come you know this knowledge? Dasarathi couldn't tell a lie who he was. So he had to say, I am actually a disciple of Ramanuja. My name is Dasarathi. And my Gurudev had sent me to do some service to my god sister. So I am doing the service under his order. So everybody started shivering, including Atulai, because everybody knew the stature of Dasarathi. So they all went to Ramanujacharya and told Ramanujacharya, what happened? Why did you do this to us? What sort of an offenses that we had done all these years? We made Dasarathi to go and fetch water, mop the floor, clean the vessels, did everything for last several months, my dear Gurudev. So Ramanujacharya heard the entire story and started laughing. And he turned towards Dasarathi and said that, now you are qualified to understand the meaning of Sarva Dharman Parigyajya Mamekam Sharanam Raja Aham Tvam Sarva Bhavetyo Mokshishyami Masuchara. The reason I am explaining this 7 points in the context of learning Siddhanta is we are all regularly learning Srimad Bhagavatam, attending, associating in these classes. So what we have done is we have theoretically, at least I have theoretically been associating myself. But from understanding theoretically to the perspective of applying them in our own lives, it's a journey by itself. That is why Krishna consciousness is not part of our life. Krishna consciousness is a way of living. So to conclude my first reflection, I just want to say that King Rahuguna definitely, you know, developed the acumen, the sense of surrender to go to Jadabharata to ask him to explain the science of spirituality all over again. Second reflection is very interesting. How speakers of Srimad Bhagavatam have taken the examples of allegory to present a particular philosophy. Jadabharata has started now a new storyline using which he is going to explain the science of Krishna consciousness. He's comparing this body, the soul within the body, the super soul associating with the soul, our movements, our association, our interactions between, you know, two living entities, interactions. He has given them, all of them. He is representing all of them in the form of an allegory and explaining the real science of Krishna consciousness. Prachini Barhi was given the story of King Puranjana. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written a book by name Godruma Kalpatavi. I'm not sure how many of you are familiar with this. In that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is comparing the entire process of presenting Krishna consciousness as a marketplace. How Namahatta is a marketplace. There is a buyer, there is a seller, there is a manufacturer, there is a beneficiary, there is an agent. So he is explaining different roles and presenting how this Krishna consciousness is presented. And there are certain places where storyline is explained. To present a subject matter, a story is presented to explain certain philosophical facts. Put together, this allegory is meant to explain. The reason it is those who are less intelligent, those whose intelligence are stolen away by materialistic sense gratification, they may not be able to appreciate and understand higher dimensional science. So, out of kindness towards such souls, these acharyas have adopted such methodologies to explain the complex spiritualistic ideologies into a very simplified form. Vyasadeva is explaining when writing about itihasa. The reason these itihasas are compiled, Ramayana and Mahabharata, is for less intelligent people. Why less intelligent people? Because on our own, we will not be able to appreciate Siddhanta, but the same thing is capsuled into some form of a story or lifestyle or life history. Then we will be able to correlate. So my second reflection hence is that we need to take advantage of these narrations which are explained by Jatabharata, wherein he is comparing this human body, is comparing the soul within the human body, is comparing the super soul within the body, and how, who is the controller of this entire transformation, how our movements are based on whose directions and for what purpose. Several details are going to be spoken about. So this is the first verse in Jatabharata's re-clarification. This is not the first time Jatabharata is explaining. He's re-clarifying the knowledge that he had given just before. So my second reflection hence is to say that how in our journey in Krishna consciousness, there are several efforts, initiatives are taken by our spiritual predecessors so that we can learn, appreciate, apply and preach Krishna consciousness to the society at large. And interesting fact is, even these subject matters, we are finding it a little, boring or not relevant, because they are still on the very cross level of sense gratification. So to elevate ourselves, to relieve ourselves from this gross annamaya sharira, because annamaya, pranamaya, manomaya, jnanamaya, vijnanamaya, anandamaya. From annamaya thought process to anandamaya thought process, we need some progressive thought process. Some progression is required. If I'm always thinking about food like a pig, like a sewer jaise. If like a pig, I am constantly thinking about foods, eating and just sense gratification, then I will, even though I'm in the human form of life, even though I have a human body given, my functioning will be completely on the sensual level only. I'll be making lots of plans, lots of ideologies only on the sensual level. That is why the current education system That is why the current job market, that is why the current consumer demands, that is why the current relationships, current transactions, everything is based on sensual level. They have not even gone to the mind level. Even if little bit of mind is applied. Mind is applied here for satisfying senses. Intelligence is supporting the mind for satisfying the senses. Nobody has gone the other way around. I am supposed to be utilizing my senses, my mind and intelligence to feed my soul. I'm interested in decorating the cage, beautifully bedeck them with jewels, not worried about the parrot inside. This is missing the fundamental logic only. This is called Shrama Evahi Kevalam Dharmasya Anustitaha Pumsa Visvakshena Katasuyaha Notat Pada Yatiratim Shrama Evahi Kevalam. And the biggest problem here is, or the irony is, those who are practicing Krishna consciousness, somehow or other, we too have become victim to this situation, knowingly or unknowingly. I had said this story a long time back, but I'll still repeat again. There used to be a Brahmana who had a parrot. So this Brahmana was constantly thinking how to rescue my parrot from the hunter. Because this parrot was constantly under the threat that a hunter will come and take away the parrot. So the Brahmana, because he thought he is intelligent, he thought, I will devise a mantra by which the parrot can be safe. So the mantra was, Shikari Ayaga, Dhana Dalega, Jal Bichayega, Fasna Nahi. Meaning, the hunter will come, Shikari Ayaga. Shikari means hunter. Shikari Ayaga, hunter will come. Dana Dalega, he will throw some grains to attract the parrots. Jal Bichayega, he will spread the net. Fasna Nahi. So I should not get caught. So this Brahmana is teaching to the parrot. Hunter will come. He will throw some grains. He will spread the net. You should not get caught. Hunter will come. Throw some grains. Spread the net. You should not get caught. 1 year, he trained the parrot. And at the end of the 1 year, wherever the parrot go, wherever the parrot was moving around, was so, meticulously chanting this mantra, the Brahmana got so convinced that now my parrot is prepared to face the situation. So he decided to let loose this parrot. So now my parrot is well prepared to fight any kind of a battle. Nobody can trap my parrot. So he went out for some work without putting the parrot in the cage and protecting. The parrot kept on chanting. So what did the hunter do? The hunter came. He threw some grain. He spread the net. And this parrot, constantly chanting this, went and got inside the trap. Even inside the trap, the parrot is constantly telling, Shikari aayega, dana dalega, jal bichayega, fasna nahi. The message here is, the purpose of this Srimad Bhagavatam, the principle of Srimad Bhagavatam is to elevate ourselves from this bodily consciousness and situate ourselves in Krishna consciousness. Ete Changsa Kalapumsam Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. To get situated and understand, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if you are not able to get situated in that platform, then what we are doing is Srama Yavahi Kevalam, simply waste of time. Dharmasya Anustita Pumsa Visvakshena Katasuyaha Natatpada Yatiratim Srama Yavahi Kevalam. Prabhupada writes, therefore, although he was falsely proud of being a king, King Rahuguna was not really situated in knowledge. Therefore, he was rebuking the palanquin carriers, including the self-realized Brahmana, Jadabharata. This is the first accusation Jadabharata made against the king, who was daring to talk to a learned Brahmana from the flimsy ground of ignorance, identifying everything with matter. King Rahuguna argued that the living entity is within the body, and that when the body is fatigued, the living entity within must therefore be suffering. So we'll come to that part later. The philosophy is how much we are in ignorance, even after quote unquote coming in contact with such a wonderful process, we should be very, very conscious about it, that I should not be in ignorance. I should not be diseased whilst being in the hospital. I have been in diseased condition. Now I have come to the hospital, got in touch with the real doctor. The doctor has given me prescribed medicines. I have purchased the medicines. Just because I am not regularly eating that medicine religiously as directed, so within the hospital, I am still diseased. So that situation is what, King Rahuguna, who was thinking that he was a king. I have all the opulences. I have power, position, everything. But Jadabharata said, in the last chapter, 5.11, Jadabharata accused and explained about 15 to 20 verses about the evil effects of mind, how he can get trapped by mental concoction. So my second reflection, I want to summarize and say that such help exhibited by Jadabharata, in turn, Srila Prabhupada upon us, is to somehow or other get us rid of this stupid propensity, like this parrot and this Brahmana, who thought, just I do something, look like spiritual, I am safe. Srila Prabhupada never wanted us to be like that. That's why Srila Prabhupada said, we are supposed to learn Krishna consciousness by this 7-step process that we spoke before, and eventually get enlightened, which means I surrender, I satisfy, I question, I pass the test, and I eventually get enlightened. And I will eventually distribute this knowledge to others. So my second reflection is to make sure that how we take advantage of this process of Srimad Bhagavatam, the knowledge, explained in a much simpler, easier, and with a kindness and compassion imparted upon us, is important to be learned by our spiritual endeavor. And that way we will be able to free ourselves from the evil effects of birth, death, old age, disease, and the evil effects of some sort of a material, thinking. The third reflection, it is about the further Prabhupada rights. It is clearly explained in the following verses that living entity does not suffer due to the body's fatigue. And Prabhupada explains the example of Srila Viswanatha Chakravarti Thakur and says, an intelligent man will find the original cause of everything. So I want to state 5 principles as a part of my third reflection, wherein we need to know how are we supposed to position ourselves in terms of our conduct, and when we will be classified as an intelligent man. So we will draw a parallel between what the current civilization is thinking as advanced vis-a-vis what Vedic education is teaching us as advanced. The modern education system or modern lifestyle, or people like Rahuguna, was constantly talking about how he wished to see control act in a particular way. But Vedic system, or an intelligent man, is the one who works in such a capacity to be seen by the Lord. So the difference is to see, vis-a-vis, to be seen. I have shared this before also, but in this current context, I would like to reuse that, you know, five statements. So difference between be seen versus to see. Today, I want to see this, see that, go around, enjoy. But an intelligent man is the one who will start to understand that I'm supposed to be seen. I work, behave in such a manner that I'm supposed to be seen by the Lord, by the Lord's dear devotees. Prabhupada says in one of the places, the success of Krishna consciousness is such that the disciple behaves in such a manner, the spiritual master turns towards him and gives his special attention to that person. And Srila Prabhupada was one such student. Dhruva Maharaj was one such student. Prahlad Maharaj was one such student. Parikshit Maharaj was one such student. Vyasadeva was one such student. Narada Muni was one such student. We have list several, you know, students like that. So to be seen, Gaur Govind Maharaj is explaining this in one of his lectures. Seeing is not our agenda. Be seen is our agenda. So I go to the temple to be seen by the Lord. Then only I can see the Lord. Had this Lord not enabled me to see him, how will I be able to see him? So be seen is one. Second, the modern education system or lifestyle where we're always in the mood of control. To control vis-a-vis to be humble. So many a times we think humility is, I mean, there is no such word, humility, in the corporate or a so-called modern civilization. Even if it is there, it is only, you know, defined in an aberrated way. But humility is considered as the greatest strength and a powerful tool of an intelligent man to educate. So, an intelligent man will find the original cause of everything when he learned to be humble, to accept, I am part and parcel of the Supreme Soul, Upadrishta, Anumantacha, Bharta, Bhokta, Maheshwaraha. The Lord is the beneficiary. The Lord is the one who is supposed to be the, you know, enjoyer. I am always enjoyed. And by me being enjoyed, I will get all the results, all the happiness. So, instead of to be controlled, or instead of to control, let us be humble. Third is, instead of making people conscious about us, be the self-centered person, or people think around us, about us, with us, for us. We be conscious of our existence. So I am conscious about what I am supposed to think, what I am supposed to eat, what I am supposed to talk. So Jada Bharata's purpose is constantly telling Rahuguna, don't waste this human form of life. Be conscious. What surroundings, what circumstances, what privileges that you have got with. If you are not conscious, you will be just like a lost guy. Completely lost on what is going on around you. So one has to be really conscious of his time, place, circumstances, power, position, benefit, resources, several things that is being bestowed upon him, knowing that they all don't belong to me. They are all belong to the Supreme Lord. I am just a caretaker. They are supposed to be conscious about it. The moment I start to claim anything as mine, that's when the problem comes. I can neither claim anything as mine nor renounce anything as mine. if things does not belong to me, how can I renounce? The third is be conscious. Fourth is be grateful. I'm supposed to be grateful to the Supreme Lord, so much so that whatever I'm bestowed with, I'm utilizing them, because Krishna is telling, Prabhupada writes, Bhagavad Gita chapter 13, text number 8 or something. I'm not sure exactly, 8 or 4 or whatever there is, that particular verse. Upadrishta Anumantacha. In that purport, Prabhupada writes, Krishna is telling to Arjuna, I am your friend, companion, available to you to help you, rescue you, bring you out of this vicious circle. Always, no point in time I'm going to give you up. And this arrangement is personal and eternal. One-on-one. Not that I am one to many. No, I'm one-on-one with you. So that privilege, we should be grateful that the Lord is facilitating that arrangement for us. Had he not been there, what would have happened to us? I do not know. So, fourth principle is be grateful. That is why Prabhupada is writing here. However, it is not a fact that the soul or super soul becomes poor simply because the body is poor. These are the statements of ignorant people. The soul and super soul are always apart from bodily pleasure and pain. And Paramatma is facilitating, assisting, helping. Those who are just thinking that this material world is a combination of permutation and combination of things around here, as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj says, Punar Mushiko Bhava. A rat went to a sadhu. The rat kept on telling the sadhu, my dear sadhu, please help me. Cat is chasing me. The sadhu said, what do you want? No, make me a cat so that I don't need to fear for cat anymore. Sadhu said, so be it. Tastu. So after a few days, the cat came to the sadhu and said, my dear sadhu, please help me. A dog is chasing me. So what do you want? Make me a dog so that I'm, you know, free from the, you know, dog's tension. Tatastu. So he kept on asking the state, saying that I thought better let me become a tiger so that everybody will be afraid of me. I will not be afraid of anyone else. So the sadhu said, so be it, tatastu. So after this, you know, rat eventually became a tiger. The tiger said, I'm actually very hungry. My dear sadhu, I'm going to eat you up because I'm hungry. And what did the sadhu do? Punar Mushiko Bhava, once again become a rat again. So we have gone through the cycle of birth, death, old age, disease for several, you know, lifetimes, and finally reached this human form of life. And in human form of life, if you are trying to misuse Krishna's resources and this human form of life in a very reckless manner, then what will the nature arrangement will do? Punar Mushiko Bhava, once again go back to lower species and Asraddhana Purusha Dharmasyasya Parantapa Aprapyamam Nivartante Mrityu Samsara Vartmani. 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Mrityu Samsara Vartmani, Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi, Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi. We keep rotating in the cycle of birth and death. So, hence we should be grateful. Grateful for the pains that we are receiving, grateful for the pleasure that we are receiving, grateful for the support system that we are receiving, because Krishna is personally orchestrating upon our lives so that we get to Krishna's lotus feet. That is Krishna's agenda. Let us cooperate with him and be grateful to him. And fifth step is, by doing so, we will be with Krishna. So be seen, be humble, be conscious, be grateful, and be with Krishna are the five steps which are considered as an act of an intelligent man, rather than claiming that I'm intelligent, I'm knowledgeable, I'm skilled, and interested in seeing things, controlling things, and trying to be self-centered and not feel grateful to anyone else and be with Maya. Such an arrangement is definitely detrimental. So this chapter further, you are going to learn the entire allegory that Jada Bharata has just started, wherein Prabhupada is going to explain, Jada Bharata is going to explain to Rahuguna about the bodily concept of life and how each and every one of us need to rise up, behave in such a manner that we are supposed to make Krishna consciousness as a way of life rather than Krishna consciousness as just part of our life. We have definitely come a long way. Previously, we were thinking I, me, mine only. Now, after chanting, regularly hearing, being part of this Krishna Katha, we have come to the stage of I, me, mine, and Krishna also. I guess this is a greater achievement, but we need to be sure that we come to the stage of Krishna only, pleasing, functioning, desiring, serving for the pleasure of Krishna only. I will end this with a small note, which I always make. Getting admission in the most prestigious university is really tough. And if somebody got an admission, it's definitely a day of celebration. I'm sure every parent will be very elated when their child is getting admitted in Yale, Harvard, MIT, Rice, several universities, whatever they are desiring is. The day of getting admission, there will be celebration at all our houses. But is that celebration, fully justified if the remaining number of years when the student is studying in the college didn't study well? For sure, our state is like that. We have now taken up Krishna consciousness, practicing Krishna consciousness. We can celebrate and be happy for what we are, but we need to be very, very responsible in the journey forward now to make sure that I behave in the manner as we just described in this particular, class, where through three reflections, first being the seven steps of learning the knowledge, second being the importance of the knowledge being imparted by several acharyas through some sets of meaningful, relevant and relatable stories and lessons which we need to inherit, imbibe in our life. And third, where we discussed about the five principles of being an intelligent man, where we are supposed to eventually be with Krishna, and that is why this human form of life is very unique and special. Thank you so much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Hitaya Gaurav Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Any questions or comments, I'll be happy to respond. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much. Some steps of the process for getting this knowledge, and very inspiring for people studying that it is the way of life, not basically the that we are trying to just take it rather than just taking the process, but it is the way of life. I think, as you clearly pointed, it is not about transformation of others. It is about transformation of us, how we live, and then from looking at us, and then the transformation happens, and how we are looking these days. It's about transformation of others. Thank you so much, Prabhu, and about five principles for the intelligent man to be considered behind. Five principles like to be seen, be humble, be grateful, and conscious, making people conscious, not being self-centered. Then we'll be being Krishna's, Krishna will be with us. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. If there is any questions, please raise hands. I see Anuradha Mataji has raised hand. Please go ahead, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanyavad Pranam. Thank you. Another, awakening class. Very, very deep, very, very difficult to digest. But still, thank you so much. We need to hear this, Prabhu. Prabhu, I will share one personal experience, and I would like to know what is it, because I need a solution. A month back, I had a service at the temple to serve Srimad Bhagavatam. And it was very wonderful experience. You know, I'm talking for myself, feel so elevated devotee, though I am not at all. I'm very new to Krishna consciousness. And I was feeling so wonderful. And the next day itself, I had a cooking seva. Cooking seva was fine, perfect. But when I was sweeping the floor and mopping the floor, you know, when you when I give Srimad Bhagavatam, at least some people is listening. But when I'm sweeping, mopping, nobody is seeing it. I'm just struggling by myself. And that thing, the joy that I had the previous day while serving Srimad Bhagavatam, but the joy was not there while mopping the floor. And, you know, I felt I should not be giving Srimad Bhagavatam. I felt so low of myself, Prabhu. I'll be very, very honest about myself. I said, whatever I'm doing, I felt I'm just doing it for show off. I mean, people are not there around. I don't feel, I mean, it is worth. I mean, that's what, I don't know what was my feeling, but I was really, really feeling very jolted while mopping the floor. I could not appreciate this task at the same level, Prabhu. What is it, Prabhu? Please help me, Prabhu.
Wow. There is a wonderful Sri Vaishnava explanation on the qualities of a Vaishnava. In Tamil, they say this: Uppai pol irupar, ummai pol irupar, kukkai pol irupar, koliyai pol irupar. A Vaishnava is like a salt, a Vaishnava is like a crane, a Vaishnava is like a cock, a Vaishnava is a very, very humble person. There are, you know, interesting stories associated with that. So, the quality of a salt is something that we have to, at some point in time, we need to learn and realize, either by choice or by force. When I say force, doesn't mean that somebody is stuffing it upon us. The facilitation by the spiritual master and the process is such that you will have to realize how your existence is not about you. The purpose of salt in the food is such that the food is because of the correct amount of salt present. But no one knows about the salt alone. Nobody can see the salt anywhere. The Vaishnava's quality is like that.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, there is some disturbance on your side.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, there is some sound coming. Yeah.
Even now we can hear it. Like.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'll repeat what I said.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
I wasn't saying that how, you know, Vaishnava's life, the qualities of the Vaishnavas are salt, cock, crane, and humble. So that's the expression that Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya explains, one of the explanations on the quality.
Prabhuji, the sound is still coming. I'm sorry to interrupt so that I don't want you to speak and then again make you repeat, Prabhu. Some noise, some loud noise comes, it shoots up and it fades your voice completely, Prabhu.
Yeah, maybe because of your microphone, Prabhu, can you come on the phone maybe?
Okay, one second. Just give me a second. Is it better now?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay, so I switched to another network. Was it the case during the class also?
No, Prabhuji, still it is coming. Yeah. Still it is coming.
I mean, I'm in a completely different network.
It was okay during the class, Prabhu. So please continue talking. If it happens, we'll just text in the chat. Is that okay?
Oh, Hare Krishna, it just came again. The sound.
Let me just switch to another device. Okay. Can you hear me now? Is that okay?
Yes, Prabhuji, we can hear you.
So, basically, I was just trying to say that how when we are practicing Krishna consciousness, the life of a devotee and the qualities of the devotees. One of the qualities of the devotee is like a quality of a salt. And salt, functionality of the salt is that it has its presence. At the same time, it doesn't, show off or doesn't have an identity to reveal. But without the proper amount of the salt in the food, the salt remains tasteless or not as tasty as it's supposed to be. So when explaining about this particular quality, how a Vaishnava is salt-like, during the course of a Vaishnava's execution, service execution, the progress in Krishna consciousness, initially, we may have an identity crisis. You know, why, who, how, and several such questions. But when we pray to the Lord and ask for us to be accepted in His, in His quote-unquote army, then the Lord conditions us, the Lord trains us, the Lord puts us through certain experiences. When describing about the life of our great Vaishnava saint who lived amongst us, this Prabhupada used to call him as a living saint whose picture is kept in the Rath Yatra. He all through his life, anyone know the name of the person? Is the day before, yes.
Jayananda Prabhu.
Yeah. Jayananda Prabhu. So Jayananda Prabhu, all through his, life, he exemplified, demonstrated, Prabhupada, called him as, up to the level of a Goswami, because he demonstrated what it means to be, serving the mission, serving the movement by behaving like a salt. And I personally feel that several of Prabhupada's disciples, as a part of their service, they have demonstrated this. So I do not know why it happened to you, Anuradha Mataji, and what is the comparison. But if I can just literally use your statements as an example, so definitely what you have, quote-unquote, felt is what I would have also felt, or I should be reflecting upon, that we are always looking at, attention. We are attention seekers, but somewhere Krishna wishes us to go past, go further up, to say that you should make sure that you are trying to serve the Supreme Lord, serve the process, serve the spiritual master. I'm sure if you have heard this Dasarathi pastime that we discussed today, that tells us what qualifies us to become the real surrendered soul is to behave like how Dasarathi was put through, how several other personalities were put through test, and those tests we need to pass. So I'm sure Krishna has already notified that I'm testing on you. So you are much better than others, or at least a person like me, where we are still yet to be tested. So Krishna is testing. Krishna puts us through certain circumstances to make us realize, look at the difference. This is what you are. This is what you had been. This is what you had been thinking. This is what the right, real ability is. My spiritual mentor used to always say, so long as a person has not washed the toilet, the toilets of Vaishnavas, did some menial service like that, they have fully not tasted the taste, real taste of Krishna consciousness. The reason he was mentioning is this: our real ego is tested and crushed when we take care of the shoe stand service, when we take care of the toilet cleaning service, when we take care of the washing the pots. When everybody else is celebrating Vyasa Puja, Janmashtami services, you are in the kitchen doing some services. I very clearly remember Jayapataka Maharaj and Bhakti, Gopal Krishna Maharaj and Radhanath Maharaj. Several, Maharajas in festivals, I've seen them when the festivals are going on, they will make sure they'll visit the kitchen area. Because they know the real mercy, the person who is looting, is those who are behind the scenes trying to facilitate, trying to serve Vaishnavas whilst they all, you know, are enjoying the event. These people are cooking and washing the pots so that, you know, we all can have a very peaceful festival. So to cut the long story short, I want to say that, you know, what and why that happened to you, I do not know. But if I can give a technical answer, for sure, Krishna makes us to realize by giving several comparison, and for sure, we should, whether it is a Bhagavatam service or whether it is, you know, mopping the floor service, it should be centered around Krishna. And to help us to differentiate, they go where your consciousness is lying. Maybe Krishna is, you know, educating. Maybe through you, through this, you know, realization sharing, maybe it is helping us to introspect how we are not supposed to be self-centered. And one last, you know, point that I want to say is that the more we try to start to question our own selves, the more we are properly situated. Because we need a courage, we need some confidence and control to question ourselves. Seldom we do that. They're very happy to question others. So when we have begun to question ourselves, I guess we are on the right trajectory. So which is what I want to congratulate you, that at least you are realizing it, able to identify. Because not knowing what my disease is the biggest disease. Knowing my disease and at least searching for a solution to that is much better off. I'm sure, you know, in your spiritual journey, you're going to be having much more fun and much more enlightenment from the Supreme Lord as well as from your spiritual leaders. And so that eventually you can be a successful soldier in the army of Sankirtan mission. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. And one more point I would like. I love that story, that I have heard it in my childhood too, that that hunter aega, dana dalega. And I was thinking how every day, so many times a day, we hear this, you know, Maya, Maya, Maya. And again, falling in trap, like the parrot, I mean, talking for myself. And still while in the Maya, enjoying the Maya-related thing, being Maya conscious, I'm saying that no, we should be Krishna conscious. I should be Krishna conscious. That was so beautiful, Prabhu, for really connecting the two, Prabhu. Thank you so much. And please give your association more often. Thank you for all the blessings as well, Prabhu. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. All blessings to Prabhupada. Any other questions or comments?
Not seeing any other raised hands, Mamaji. If anybody has any other questions, please go ahead, Mataji. Please unmute yourself and ask the question.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear, Mataji.
Yes. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a beautiful, beautiful class and nice realizations each and every step that you are telling, how we should be very humble approach and we should serve and we should get the test cleared from Srila Guru Maharaj and then we get the mercy of Guru. Such a beautiful, beautiful. And as Anuradha Mataji said, I also like that birth story, how, you know, I feel like, you know, we know everything and we keep our theoretical knowledge just, oh, we are not this body, we are soul, we should be humble. This is all, it is like a parrot for me. I'm telling everything, but I'm not following it. When the time comes, I'm sure I'm not going to pass the exam. I'm very, like, maybe by practicing, I may come one day by Guru Maharaj Matsi. But still, you know, I feel like I'm like a parrot. I'm just telling everything, but I don't know if I'm following it by my heart. Such a beautiful, beautiful class, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna. Very nice stories, Prabhuji. You shared so many other stories, how that this disciple story you are sharing, right? That how he was wearing the normal dress, but he has a knowledge. Like, that should be our quality. We're not here to show what we are, but here we are like to get knowledge inside within us, not to show to everyone. Whatever dress we are wearing, we have to be purified inside. That's what I really like the story, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. All Krishna Prabhupada. Anybody else has any other questions or comments?
Shri Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. I just wanted to say thank you for such a wonderful class, and especially breaking down the 7 points from the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the 7 points required to learn. And also, I really appreciate the point that you made about ISKCON was set up to transform ourselves, kind of like what Vinita Gandharvika Mataji just said, where it was set up to transform ourselves and not just to try to transform others. That's so important for all of us to remember, at least I know for myself. I also really appreciate the 5 points of being an intelligent being. Again, the way that you break everything down, it makes it so easy to apply it in our own lives. And I have no doubt that we will advance just from taking your classes. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. All Krishna Prabhupada. That day on Gopal Goswami Maharaj Vyas Puja, I was sharing a reflection about him. So many a times we speak about being loyal to Srila Prabhupada. So because when we have learned the philosophies and principles from Srila Prabhupada, so it is our dutiful, as we said, about one of the components of an intelligent person is to be grateful. So loyalty comes as a very important component. So when we were discussing about loyalty comes with three components, three important ingredients in a loyalty. Whenever I say I am loyal, there are three things that are to be taken into consideration. The reason I'm saying this, I'll explain. Number one, loyalty means I have a fight with myself. What is fight within myself? Because I wish to do something else. Because I'm supposed to be in the righteous path. Because I have appreciation and acknowledgement about somebody doing something to me. I wish to fight within myself to stay put with him rather than what I wished. Like for example, Arjuna. Arjuna decided to quit the war field because he knew that he cannot do something wrong. So he chose to fight with himself, accepted Krishna's words and stayed. So when I want to be loyal, I have to learn to fight with myself. Number two, when I have to be loyal, I have to learn to fight with my other. When I say fight, I have to handle the other challenges. So maybe challenges coming from my neighbors, my friends, my relatives, my body, my senses, my intelligence, my seniors, my juniors. So I have to fight it out. Otherwise, it's very easy to say, okay, I cannot do this. I will do it my own way. It's my way or highway type. If I have to be loyal, I have to fight with my other members. The third component of loyalty is I need to do both of these things by being within the system, not being outside of the system. I have to do, it is like I am a father and I have my children and my wife and my family, and I may have my challenges. I need to face the challenges for taking care of them by being within the family. I cannot say I'm quitting the family. I'm depositing $1 million. You guys figure out whatever you want to do. I'm leaving out. We cannot say that. Similarly, when we are surrendered to the process of Krishna consciousness and we have to be loyal to this process, then we are supposed to be very dedicated to this process of Krishna consciousness, following the instructions of our acharyas, then we need to learn to fight within ourselves. We need to learn to handle the challenges around by being within. The moment you step out, there are several other variables and dynamics that are going to come and disturb the whole ecosystem. So all I want to say is that this education of Srimad Bhagavatam that you are all doing and applying the Srimad Bhagavatam in your life, let's learn to inculcate the sense of loyalty, gratefulness, wherein fight within ourselves, learn to handle the challenges by staying within. Because of late, the society has taught how we can be independent, not necessary to be interdependent, how I can be on my own because it's what I wish. But when I am supposed to be a soldier in the army of Sankirtan mission, it is not about me, it is about we. And it is not about we, it is also about the mission and vision that our predecessors have set. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. That's all I want to say.
Jai, thank you so much, Prabhuji. That was beautiful. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Any other thoughts, comments, reflections?
Anybody has any other questions or realizations? Please go ahead. There are no questions. We can pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyo eva cha patitanam pavane vyo namo namah ananta koti vaishnavam ki jai chandra srimad bhagavatam ki jai srimad ki jai his grace prabhu ki jai hare krishna
hare krishna hare krishna thank you prabhuji
thank you prabhuji for
your krishna
prabhuji thank you so much prabhuji
But thank you, Prabhuji. Class, Prabhuji. So many beautiful points and so many.